burn itself around it. Or even burn a certain kind of wood around it. And hickory or something like that. And it gives it a flavor. I know you don't go out for that.
What do you call that kind of meat thing?
Smoked meat.
You smoke meat, right?
How about meat that's packed in a casing?
Packed in what?
In a casing.
Meat that's packed in a casing and then it's sliced. Packed in a hard casing. Bologna, salami, and so forth.
And you get rope.
Okay. You ever call it anything else, right?
Yes.
Or these little links, that you have, sometimes you have pork. Kind of pork that is sometimes fried with eggs.
Wendix?
Yeah.
Wendix or sausage. They make sausage,
Sausage doesn't necessarily have to be packed in the can. It doesn't have to be served that way.
Not necessarily, but they do do it.
Well, if you're going to buy some sausage, you want to use the store, you go to where to buy them.
You go to the meat.
What's the man called who works at the meat vendor?
He would look.
All right. And if meat is left out too long, you say the meat is false.
Okay.
Now, when they butcher hogs, they sometimes take the meat from the head of the hog.
They pass me that.
Okay, did you ever make sauce meat?
Oh, yeah.
How do you make that?
Well, you put the ears, in it, and you put your head in it, and your feet.
Mm-hmm.
All goes in the sauce meat.
You mean just the skin from the head? The meat from the head,
Yeah, just meat from the head.
And then I suppose it's season. Did you ever eat stripes? Cornmeal and chopped liver cooked together?
No.
Sliced and fried?
I've heard of it, but I haven't been doing any of that.
Or cornmeal and the juice from that dressing sauce?
No.
Maybe a scrapple?
No, I haven't been doing that.
How about a sausage made from the liver?
That wouldn't be tough. That'd be liver mush.
Oh, liver mush.
Yeah.
That's good. Okay.
All right. You put a meal in that.
Uh-huh.
You cook the liver. Before it gets done that, you set a meal in it, let the meal cook.
I see.
They call it liver mush.
I see. Okay, good. Did you ever see anything like that made with blood from an animal?
No.
Either black pudding or blood sausage?
We had an old butcher up here. He used to butcher here. And every time he killed a cow or a bull, and then he drunk a quart of that blood from the animal while it's hot. I couldn't take that. Would be for me.
If butter's left out too long, you might say the butter got
dull.
All right, and then
smell.
But if it were really been out for a long time, you might say the butter got
old.
Okay. You started it, you couldn't eat it.
That's not evil. I actually say that too.
Okay. Would you ever use a term like froey or rancid? Mm-hmm. Or spoiled?
Spoiled.
How about milk that's allowed to thicken?
That's probably milk.
Okay. And then if it's a cheese that's made out of that, what's that called?
Well, I don't know. Well, we have cheese down there next door. There's the cheese factory down there. I don't know how to make it.
I was thinking something like cottage cheese or clabber cheese, sour milk cheese.
You ought to go in this Mayfield outfit down near the Athens. You going to work Athens?
I'm not sure. Maybe.
They're thinking about that Mayfield and nice people, and they got the best milk in this whole country.
The main thing I want to know are the words that you use, is it doesn't make any difference, what I'm not interested in.
Well, clabber milk.